What a Rush, written by Ominous, read by Opal Song. Fandom, all for the game. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Neil Jostin, Andrew Minyard. Also tagged for, trans male character, trans Neil Jostin. Established relationship. Andrew wants to eat Neil out real bad. Cunnilingus. Plot what plot, / porn without plot. And squirting.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, 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 baby. Oh, oh, oh. My body's saying let's go.
Neil shaved today. Andrew tries not to smirk where his lips are puckered around Neil's clit, mostly because it ruins his technique. He moves his head back and forth enthusiastically at the prickling against his chin, enjoying the labored breathing above him. As much as he would have never asked for the gesture, he likes that Neil clearly planned this. Likes having evidence of Neil's desperation, of his need for Andrew, and only Andrew. He wants to tell him that it's not necessary, that Andrew likes when he's natural too, when he can see his drenched fuzz and smear his cum on it, after Neil is spent and Andrew can finally relieve himself. This is nice too, though. Neil's thighs lurch and shake, trying to squeeze Andrew's head. He sighs whenever he feels his ears covered by the soft skin, so plush and squeezable. God, he's so dramatic when it's like this, when he's pleasing Neil. It's as if he gets drunk on it. And he turns into any other fool waxing poetic about the chubbiness of Neil's thighs, the taste on his tongue. So be it. Andrew can't stop even if he wanted to. How could he? This is heaven as far as he's concerned, if he believed in such a place. Neil's fingers are currently trembling in Andrew's hair, making small, stuttering strokes whenever Andrew gives a particularly hard suck. Oh shit, Neil whispers, voice drowsy, as his head lolls to the side. Andrew watches him drag a hand under his hoodie to thumb at his nipple. And Andrew can see the image from memory alone, the light tug and twirl. Andrew wants one in his mouth. But later. They'd been hasty. Andrew doesn't mind the messiness, the half-dressed state. Neil looks good in his sweatshirt. And Andrew had managed to unbuckle his own jeans enough to rut against the bed for the delicious friction. It's more than enough to hold him over. Especially with all Neil's hiccuping sounds and whimpers. Andrew supposes Neil's quiet in bed by most people's standards, but not to him. Every sigh and gasp from Neil's mouth is a cannon ringing out, and it strikes Andrew to his core, spurring him on. He sucks Neil into his mouth and pulls back, opening his eyes slowly to see the red, swollen flesh. Teasingly, he reaches out to swipe a thumb through Neil's slick, spreading it around his bare folds. At least when it's like this, Neil glistens. Andrew preens internally, knowing he's the cause. He's been getting better at this. It had been a long road, but now he can take his time with confidence, pulling orgasms out of Neil until his eyes are watery and he's keening in overstimulation. But they're far off from that right now. Andrew tilts his head, licking his lips and appraising his work as Neil pants. Neil's pussy twitches, and Andrew can't stop the pervy thought that Neil is so tiny. Andrew would stretch him out so nice. They're not fucking like that yet, though, and there's no rush in Andrew's mind. Honestly, he doesn't consider himself a master of making Neil come like this quite yet, and he's stubborn in his goals. He plans to practice some more. A lot more. Andrew. Neil huffs, and it sends a shiver down Andrew's back. He never knew a tone could sound so much like begging, like pleading. Neil, whether knowingly or not, spreads his legs wider. Andrew watches enraptured as Neil brings a hand down to rub at his clit. It's all for show, all for Andrew's benefit, since Andrew knows Neil doesn't actually enjoy touching himself. It does nothing for him, is what he'd said. But Andrew's mouth is another story. He lets himself be proud of that, too. Because it's you. Neil picks his head up and sends Andrew a lazy smile, wrapping his leg over Andrew's shoulder to push him forward. Can I have more? Andrew's brain short circuits for a moment, no matter how used to Neil's dirty tricks he is. He can't say no. Andrew's eyes narrow as he angles himself back into position, tongue flicking out teasingly to graze Neil's folds. Neil jumps a little, gasping at the feeling, and Andrew only gives him one order before diving back in. Be loud for me. And Neil is. Andrew fucks Neil with his tongue and puts his whole neck into it. He's rocking forward, feeling every new pulsation and gush on his tongue gratefully. It drips down his chin, and in the back of his mind, he knows Neil must be especially feeling it today. He doesn't have time to linger on the thought when Neil's moans get rougher, no longer breathy and cute. It's like the noises are punched out of him, primal, and Andrew just wants to heal Neil like this on loop. He laps at Neil like a dog, mapping out his most sensitive spots and relishing in every high-pitched whine. He grunts when he feels Neil reach down to cup Andrew's chin, moving him like his own personal toy and angling him just right. Yeah, right there, Andrew. Neil sighs, and Andrew's motions grow firmer. He swipes his tongue flat and slow over Neil, hand resting on his abdomen so he can feel it jump and twitch. When one of Andrew's fingers joins his mouth, moving inside Neil, Neil laughs from the jolt of it. It's a delirious kind of laugh, fucked out before he's even come. The giggle blends into a desperate sob, and his hips start thrusting back, driving Andrew deeper and deeper. His hand joins Andrew's on his stomach, lacing them together as he gets closer to the edge. Come on, come for me, come right on my face. Andrew doesn't have the wits to roll his eyes at his own thoughts, or at the wantonness of them. He's just as blissed out as Neil is, mind hazy with the need to bring Neil over the edge and hear him scream. Neil's moans begin to sound like a chant, the same cut-off sound repeating over and over. Neil's body shaking as his muscles stop holding back. He pushes himself into Andrew, legs wrapping tight around his neck in a headlock Andrew never wants to be free from. Then he catches the edge of confusion in Neil's voice, the tension which seizes his body right as he spills over. Oh, wait, I don't know. Fuck! Neil doesn't have the chance to finish, because then he's coming. Hard. Neil's eyes roll into the back of his head, and the next thing Andrew feels is Neil's hold tightening around his tongue and finger as Neil squirts. Andrew's eyes widen, and he pulls back quickly, not out of disgust. Quite the opposite. This is all he could have asked for. But because he has to see it. He watches as Slick drips down Neil's folds, pooling on the sheets below where they didn't bother to put a towel down. Neil's clit pulsates and twitches in a way that makes Andrew want to dive back in to see how the hell he did that and what he has to do to make it happen again. He's going to make it happen again, if it kills him. Of course, he knew this was a possibility. He just never thought. Neil had never. Whoa. Andrew licks his lips, and he hasn't even come yet, but he feels like he could already go several more rounds. He holds Neil down as the last of his orgasm rips through him, stroking his belly softly as it jumps. Good. You're so good. Unfortunately, he often forgets Neil isn't as aware of some sex-related things as Andrew is. He seals the moment Neil realizes what happened, but not until he's already got his face back in front of Neil's clit, ready to go to town again for some more conclusive results. Neil yelps and grabs Andrew's chin, hoisting him up. Andrew tries not to be disappointed at first, and any waves of it instantly disappear when he sees how mortified Neil looks. Neil blinks up at him, sapphire eyes extra blue, now thanks to how red his face is. What? No, that was... I'm so... Finish that sentence and see what happens, Andrew says, wiping some of Neil off of his chin with the back of his hand. Neil blinks at him some more, still confused at how Andrew isn't sickened by what just happened. When Andrew takes pity on him and explains. When he's finished, Neil looks slightly less mortified, but still lost. Oh... So, you like it? Andrew lets the corners of his mouth quirk up and grabs Neil's hips to scoot him back down onto his back. As he said before, he's far from finished. Did you? Neil wriggles and settles for smiling sheepishly at Andrew. It was amazing, he breathes out, almost reverently. And this time, Andrew lets himself smirk. Well then, now that's settled. Andrew keeps his clothes on, but effectively strips Neil bare. Since they're gonna be here a while, Neil should be comfortable, right? Neil shivers, but doesn't cover up. Lets Andrew take him in completely, with nothing short of trust and adoration in his eyes. Andrew's not sure when it became so easy to receive looks like that, but he doesn't question it. Seeing Neil laid out in front of him, eyes beckoning, Andrew loses the will to wait any longer. My new goal is to make you come like that every time from now on. Neil's eyes catch fire, and it seems like they're both on board with the plan. It takes some time. But Andrew certainly lives up to his promise eventually. The end. My body said, let's go today. Oh, 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 oh. But my body said, no. If you wanna be with me, maybe there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. Your wish come true. You gotta make a big impression. I gotta like what you do. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, feel free to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, you can leave a comment on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic. And if you would like to leave a comment for the author, the text post is linked on the podfic post, and the text post is where you would leave a comment for the author. Thanks for listening.